bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Alright, you guys are still with me. I need you to put your hands together, make some noise. Guys, put your hands together. That's what I'm talking about. For a very funny dude, he goes by the name of Ian Ellis.
Okay, that was less than half a bar. And I get 15 seconds of music? Goddamn. They're like, that's as much as a white man can handle. Cut it off! He's done. He asked for Wu-Tang. You know he doesn't deserve that shit. Cash rules everything around me. Spending with the money.
Yeah, man.
It's been a diverse show. I'm the white guy.
No. We're not using.
Not like one of those down white guys that's cool. I have a fedora and a summer shirt. You might have saw me dancing earlier. I don't give a fuck what you think. Fuck your rhythm. That's how I dance. Yeah, Drake. Can we get a round of applause for Leroy Shorts? Come out of those motherfuckers. Shorts, come out of that shit up here. He got my car. He looks like he works at the post office. I was like, did you just get off work? He looks like he just got done selling Bibles. And he's got buttons up there. You know he's in a cult. He braces got on Saturday.
That's a real Saturday.
It's not gonna be on rhythm. Just do your own thing. Make it a super racial. But do black people and Mexicans usually hang out like this? Like, is it a barbershop convention? He's a real platinum face. Ah, it's him. He's a real platinum face. I love the Mexican dudes. They line that shit up real nice. It's beautiful. White people look at me like, what are you doing? Okay. It was cool!
I want to go get a...
Hey!
Another one.
I'm an Asian dude. He looks like Fareed Zakaria.
The witches are like...
Didn't you used to be a doctor? What are you doing here? Look at the way he's squinting at me like Gilbert Godfrey. He's a Muslim! I don't know how to look at him!
Sorry.
You guys ever noticed what like all Asian people look like? They look like fucking Lego people. The short, yellow, they're always building shit.
What's that? Is that you're looking
at them? Oh, people are elves, iPhone. Hey,
you need the tender?
Six.
James,
like what flavor?
That was a tough week for fat dudes. You couldn't go nowhere. You couldn't go shopping. I like the guy at McDonald's. He died like a true fat dude. He had the snacks. He was a little nuggies away from getting away with that shit. He's like, nah, I need 10 nuggets. Sichuan. The dude, Grade A, wrote that joke. Shout out to Grade A Plus. Who's asking? Nobody's telling Tupac, fool me, what the fuck? tried to go see it, and then I had to invite my wife, who's also a white lady. And I was like, yo, it's a Tupac movie. I fucking love Tupac. And I tried to make it seem like her idea. You know, it's all Guardians of the Galaxy and fucking, you know, Wonder Woman. She was like, Wonder Woman! We're going to Wonder Woman! I hate empowered women. It's like my least favorite thing on the planet. As soon as we saw that movie, she got extra sassy with me. I'll kill you. I'll throw you off a cliff. I'm down, you Amazon bitch. Go home and watch Mad Men. Seasons 1 through 6. Remember how to please a man, goddammit. I love my wife. She has braces. It's not creepy, she's older than me. I like braces, they're like lingerie for teeth.
Yes. Yes.
It's for the grown-ups. It's for the get the dick wet. If you just dry humping on some shit, you're not gonna get that joke. I come in my wife's mouth. He said, you're going to be faithful with me forever. I said, I'm coming in every hole that you have. I'm filling you out like an application. Every goddamn dirty thing I ever want to do, you better put on the outfit and bend over. So love is, goddammit. And then we pretend we're normal people when we're around grown-ups. My wife is pregnant as shit. Clap it up. I figured it out, I was looking at her titties. And her nipples looked like they were holding their breath. It looked like the red part of the tomato, like if you pull the green part off, that's what her titties look like. She's nursing a baby, she thinks it's hilarious. The rest of you are on birth control. Doesn't mean you're not a hussy. What happened to saving it? I don't feel the savings in this room. This is what I do. I just begin to name all the girls. You're all whores! I hate women! Did you guys know I used to be a nude model? I did that in college. I took my clothes off for money. I'm educated. Hey, if anybody sees Liz, tell her I need another beer. That's what happens when I go to the sunken place.
Yeah.
So I give a little bit of advice to all the guys here. If you meet a girl and you've only known her for 2 weeks, make eye contact. Stay with me. Don't look away. It's about getting some pussy. It's okay to co-sign that. You're here with your lady, you know. I know she's the only one, but just be like, yeah, baby. Getting some pussy, that means you.
That's
getting all that dirty pussy, you know, fuck good. Hey, man, that's just for you. That's just for you. Okay? You guys need to get horny right now, okay? It happens to me sometimes. I watch Tracy Morgan and I go, fuck my wife. Why is Tracy Morgan making me horny? Because he'll put his goddamn dick in anything. He's like, I'm gonna get you pregnant. I was like, I'm gonna go get her pregnant. Very sensual to me.
That's the same outfit that
pregnant. So when I was in college, this is my advice to guys. If you meet a girl and you've only known her for 2 weeks, and you're just fucking, you're not really dating, and she proposes, blow your load before you answer. Because it turns out marrying some bitch you barely know is a terrible way to get back at your ex. That girl looked at my joke with her mouth open. She's like, 2 weeks you're just fucking? And she proposed to your penis? And I'm a new model. She's not excited about my penis at all. All these stories are building how glorious my penis is. You seen bigger dicks? You just wipe me off because I'm the white guy, right? This is fucking Asian. You know they have tiny dicks. Go over to Asian country, they're fucking sniffing panties. For what? They got the smallest goddamn noses, they're sniffing panties. So funny. Right now, I'm gonna get karate chopped the fuck out after this show. I'm controversial. A lot of people want to beat me up. They're like, "Hey, you, hi-ya!" Fucking rip my heart out of the heart cage. I call my shit. So I was in college. I was a new model. I got engaged. So we had a bachelor party. Turned down for what? I don't normally party like a rap star, but that night I drank like one. Drank like a goddamn fish. The next morning, I had to get up, take my clothes off for money. Back to my deck again. I know I'm not attractive. It wasn't better 10 years ago. I've lost weight since I was in college. I know what the fuck I look like. But I'll have you know, I was the most popular nude model in the entire program. Because while everybody else would try and look like they have dignity and self-respect, I would do Spider-Man poses. Naked with my dick out. I'ma get you, Venom! I always felt bad for the people standing behind me like, Spider-Man got a dirty asshole this time. I know it's early, but you can wash your asshole. Some part of your ass should be. And your hair. Ugh. I was every freshman's fucking nightmare. So here's how a wonderful story like taking my clothes off for money goes wrong. At my bachelor party, turned down for what?
Thank you so much.
Get up at 4 in the morning, go in, take my clothes off for money. That night, they had me light, lay down for a pose. Lights were worn, I fell asleep. Fell asleep naked in front of a room full of people. You know when I woke up? It was when I farted so loud it startled me to consciousness. Oh, I'm here. I'm here in a room full of people. Give me the light, that means I gotta wrap it up. My round of applause, how many people here think we should legalize weed? Fuck yeah! Unless you are square. The people in clap, quit snitching. I don't think we have to legalize weed for everyone. I'd be fine if we just legalized weed for black dudes. Racism's so out of control. I'm tired of getting pulled over when I hang out with my boys. I feel like if you just legalize weed for black dudes, they start pulling over brothers and searching their cars for white people. Whoop whoop! And as you know, we're cracking down on underground smokers. And now you better help to notice you have a lot of white paraphernalia in the back of your car. I can let that lacrosse stick go, but when I saw that Kings of Leon sticker, I knew we had trouble. Anybody in your car currently wearing blackface? I'm gonna need you to pop the trunk, because I distinctly smelled Excalone coming from it when I walked by. It's a sure sign that white people are hanging out. Alright guys, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you, good night.
Yeah, let's give it up to Ian Ellis one more time. Thanks for the noise.
Wake up, fresh, crease, jeans, get to the fucking money. Roll up, smoke, pour up, drink, right back to the money. Pull up, stun, turn up, leave, more motherfucking money. Go hard, go home, wake up, repeat, order of operations. Order of operations.
So what if I told you that I was a cold soldier? They give them the cold shoulder. These hoes been getting over on these niggas like Olympic hurdle jumpers. They trying to get that gold. Portfolios diverse, this type of paper just don't fold or get thrown in the boutique club flexing. We hootie hoot them hoes and have them glued to the sex. Ain't nothing new, that just us oozing perfection. Been stacking and flipping this paper like Mary Lou Retton. Why nigga be stressing about this money? I retire my dear mama. Been fucking us on commas way before I could buy a bottle of liquor. Looking like the lotto, my nigga, but we don't flash it. I bought through my 20s, by 30s, see, I was stashing. Yeah.
First 100,000, I bought a Lexus. First million, I was 20. I learned my lesson. I bought some land. Operation grind and stack.
Wake up, fresh, crease, jeans. Get to the fucking money. Roll up, smoke, pour up, drink. Right back to the money. Pull up, stun, turn up, leave. More motherfucking money. Go hard, go home, wake up, repeat, order of operations. Order of operations.
I took advantage of my shot and I was raining. Buckets just like my wig and fuck your cancer vaccination. Plantation mentality, making a laughable salary. That'll never be me, but that's you in actual reality. I'm King Cole like Natalie and her daddy B. My things roll, pole dancers, shit, they be adding me. On IG, they gon' DM. We gon' act like we don't see them. They just follow us, follow me, follow us. Nobody's leading, but everybody eating. Or acting like they fool. I'm blessed and highly favored. Learn the game when I would lose. I guess it's time to state my claim and conquer every hood. Help my partners get this number two by sponsoring the jug. Yeah.
If I eat, everybody eat. That is how I go, day one. Dungeon family, first generation. Still here, still here, still here.
Wake up, fresh, crease, jeans, get to the fucking money. Roll up, smoke, pour up, drink, right back to the money. Pull up, stun, turn up, leave, more motherfucking money. Go hard, go home, wake up, repeat, order of operations. Order of operations. Order of operations.
Welcome to Chicago Open Mic. I'm your host, Ian Ellis. Today I'm joined by
Feel Good,
James Waller, Ken Nelson.
Yo, Leroy Hiss, what's up, ladies?
How y'all doing, baby?
We just had the premiere show at
Draft Pick, baby. Yeah.
Draft Pick, first show ever. We packed the room out.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Unbelievable.
Full house, what was it, 100 people?
About 120.
They had to bring in extra seats.
For real.
Beautiful Santa Rita's, too.
I like to get told them before the show, you were like, hey, we need extra seats. They were like, nah. They had to set up the whole show. He was like, I fucking told you need an extra seat. All right, guys, so what are we doing here? Who runs this show?
This is a group of us. Me and James started this.
Collective.
We feel everybody collective doing a job, you know what I'm saying? And we love y'all like brothers. Whatever we got to do to make us bigger, y'all part of it too.
I remember you came into the Comedy Shrine, you're like,
I told you that.
We can make more money doing
this.
That's right. And you weren't bullshitting, you packed it in.
You know, when you're working for somebody else, and people take advantage of you, and they give you pennies off a dollar, why we need the dollar? Fuck that.
We need the whole dollar.
That's right. And then we get them pennies, right?
Wake up, get to the money.
That's right.
Leroy, are you hosting tonight? How were you feeling?
Oh, man, I was feeling great. I was feeling alive. I was feeling, man, it was just the atmosphere and the vibes was just so good. It was just so pure. A lot of my people,
they were here to laugh. Everybody came for a comedy show.
No matter how long it took, man, they was here. Like, they was like, yo, we're going to support this. We're here. I love my black people.
And James, you just started. Like, you just started in March, but already, like, you held it down for a solid 15.
You did.
Yeah, yeah.
I brought
good shit, bro.
First up is the hardest spot to have.
Yeah. It was, and I don't even. I didn't feel that great about it, man, but I know I'm going to build off of it.
Yeah, you're going to build off of it.
And we're going to keep working, man. I'm a worker bee. We're going to keep coming with it.
That's the hustle, man. You didn't look scared. No. You had good stage presence.
Oh, no, I'm never scared. I got too many ass whoopings as a kid.
He's lying. And nothing.
So are we coming back? Because everybody says I'm coming back next week.
Yeah, we're coming back. We might add another comedian or whatever, you know, but we're gonna definitely bring everybody back. What I'm going to do is now my friend, he got like 10,000 people on his Facebook. He's going to put it on his Facebook. The Randy was in there with the guy with the arm. He's going to put it on his Facebook. So, and he's going to give us good reviews.
So who do people contact if they want to be booked as a comic?
They can contact James. They can contact you. They can contact me. When we go up over to the Shrine, we grab a couple more people. Yes, sir. You know I'm going to take care of the DJ. You go
they can contact James at, the email address is jaymes@everyonewinsent.com.
Basically, if you want to perform in a packed room, $4 beers, 60 cent wings.
Oh, yeah.
The wings were so cheap, I found extra wings. People didn't finish their wings, and I was like, I'll take that.
No, that guy was sitting up front finished his wings. Hey, told his shit up.
You know which one I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, where did goddamn wings come from, fam?
I was like, dude,
I was like, choke on a bone. I was like,
oh, no, he a black man.
The one thing about draft picks, you got good prices. It's not like a comedy club where the prices are over. Booking. You're going to have fun. You're going to have cheap prices. You're going to go away with a win, and you're going to love some comedians here.
Honestly. Well, and we packed the room out, and we had the room to ourselves.
Yeah.
It wasn't like some other shit was going on.
Yeah, that's true.
Room.
That's right. Yeah. And no, it was great business.
Everybody was here for comedy.
And they stayed. Like, the people was here, they stayed. Like, I saw people going to the bathroom trying to sneak into the comedy show.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's cool, but they were so curious about it. Like, I ain't never seen five girls go to the bathroom at the same time. There's only two stalls in there.
Right. We the broke brothers of comedy, but I think we went from the bottom from the top, now we're here. You know?
Well, let them know the vision. Where we trying to go?
Yeah, we trying to go up. We trying to go from broke to being rich. And whatever we got to do it, we're going to be successful.
Turn the volume back on, huh, bro?
Hey, we going everywhere everybody else ain't going.
Hell yeah.
I'm making a mission to figure out where people ain't going, and that's where we going to be.
Hey, you ain't lying.
Let's end tonight with some controversy. I want to know, who's your top five? Top five comics.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'll say Richard Pryor.
Yep. Talk your shit.
I like Flip Wilson. I like Flip Wilson. A lot of people don't know nothing about him, but he's a good bad boy.
We don't judge him around here, man. Yeah.
Flip Wilson, Richard Pryor, Flip Wilson, Red Fox, Eddie Murphy.
Yep. One more, bro.
You gotta have a white guy.
No, you don't.
I like George Carlin.
This is top five.
I gotta get it. Why are you racist?
You know, no, I'm just saying. Everybody.
So I like George Carlin. I like him. I like him.
He did push the boundaries. Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah. Man, James, where you at?
Hey, man, my top five out of order is Dave Chappelle. He's number one.
Oh, Dave Chappelle.
Number two, Chris Rock. Number three, Sandy Entertainer. Number four, C.K. Lewis.
Uh-oh.
And number five, I'm going to go with Gerard Carmichael, up and coming, and I just love dude.
He went with all the young.
Hey, and honorable mention, Cat Williams. I like Cat Williams.
Yeah, me too. You look crazy.
Yeah, he's like you, Leroy. Y'all got the same with that one.
Fuck up. So with me, I would say Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Bernie Mac.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
And I had to put an oddball in there, man. Steve Martin.
Steve Steve Martin. Oh, I like Steve Martin.
You know, like get the book, man. Yeah, like Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, crazy. That's crazy.
Ukulele. He was an entrepreneur. Bro.
He's a young entrepreneur.
Honestly, he just went out there and just, his job was just to make the audience laugh, no matter what.
Right.
So if he had to do this stupid shit, do that stupid shit, I mean, that's our job at the end of the day.
I'm going to go Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah, that's your deal. That's your homie.
Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Chappelle. Tracy Morgan. Sherrod Small. And I need Kurt Metzger in there as a white guy.
Yeah.
I know it's number six, but I need Kurt Metzger.
I just want to say, man, I don't even got that many fingers.
But y'all forget about Robin Williams, too. Robin Williams was a bad boy.
Yeah, he was a joke thief.
Yeah. I mean, besides the joke thief, I did like Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams. Yeah,
I like a lot of his movies.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah.
So where can they find you guys?
On these nuts.
I'm on Twitter at Chicago Open Mic. My podcast, enlstepodbean.com.
Okay.
Also check out the Eskimo Bros podcast.
All day.
Okay, you can find me at feelgoodcomedy.com. You can find me at Instagram, Feel Good. You can find me at Twitter, Feel Good. You can find
Tweeter.
Me at,
he said Tweeter, boy.
He said Tweeter. Give me on the Snapchat.
You can find me on Facebook, Feel Good. You can find me anywhere. I'm here. If you call me, I'm coming.
Yeah, he ain't
lying. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram, James Waller. Again, that's JAYMESWALLER.
That's what's up. All right, so y'all already know, y'all can find me with your lady. Boy.
Baby mama bandit.
Baby mama.
Baby mama bandit. I know, for real, man. Y'all can find me on the Snap. I be going live all the time. Funny Man Hits. Y'all can find me on YouTube, Why So Funny Entertainment. So it's Why So Funny ENT. You can find me on Facebook, Leroy Hicks, HICKS, Stage Name HITZ. I think that's, well, you can probably find me in more places. Just, man, look up. I'll be there.
That's shout out to Kimberly Marion, KB Comedy.
KB, what's up, Joe?
Unpopular Truths on YouTube. Ian Ellis at Chicago Open Mic. Shout
Corey,
out to the Eskimo
Bros.
Shout out to Corey. We're wrapping it up. And come back next week. Next Wednesday, we're doing here at Draft Picks. What's the address?
523 Fairway Drive.
And we need a couple more comics. So send audition tapes to James or me or Leroy or...
Yep.
You know, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Deuces.
All right, deuce. I'll let y'all. In between time, I'm with your girl between the sheets now.
I'm rich, bitch.
Hey, just cashed a check. And I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Yeah, I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Sweet tooth, baby, make that dollar stretch. Chocolate. 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 Chocolate.
I feel my sweet tooth acting up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. Honey paper sack brown, yeah, I'm black enough. Never holler man down, cause we standing up. Standing rock, she pretty D. Stay litty, little nigga, is you shitting me? Off the Hennessy and Tito's. We go hard in the paint like a nigga making free throw.
Yum, 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 yum.
All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. Back it up, back it up, back it up, back it up.
Chocolate. Back it up. Hey, just cast a check. And I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Yeah, I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Sweet tooth, baby, make that dollar stretch. Chocolate. 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 Chocolate.
You ever find yourself stuck in between a rock and a dark place, sleeping for a dream? I'm hard and I'm heartless. King without a queen. Got iceberg shorts for a bitch, now I mean. We ain't throwing rice. I'm just throwing D and making music for the people that be feeling me. Feeling me.
Off the Hennessy and Tito's, we go hard in the paint like a nigga making free throws. 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 Chocolate. 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 Free throws.
Now take another shot. Consider it a gift. And ain't no designated driver. We can get a lift. Now go and sip you some more sips while I fire up this drove slip. Blow this joint, get the glow sticks.
Chocolate. 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 Chocolate.
All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. 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 All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. All I need
yeah, I'm about to blow it all on chocolate.
We go, we go hard in the paint, like it hard in the
chocolate.
In the paint, hard in the
chocolate.
Hard in the paint, hard in the
chocolate.
We go
chocolate. Hey, just cast a check. And I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Yeah, I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Sweet tooth, baby, make that dollar stretch. Chocolate.